We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and this story is very inspirational, and he has a tremendous mission, so I'm excited to welcome the program. Edward Smile Rodriguez. Edward, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Neil. I'm really happy that you asked me to your show.
Absolutely. Let's kind of go into this first, a little bit of your background, then we're going to talk about the challenges you're going through and now how you're overcoming those challenges with such a great mission. But let's first learn your background.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of challenges going on, and you know, I have been blessed to be able to find ways to get through them and come out the other side, you know, spreading happiness, spreading joy, and doing whatever I can to uplift the people that I meet every single day.
Awesome. So basically, tell us the story before. I want to know what your background is. Like, what do you do, that type of stuff, and how it led to what happened?
Well, I had a construction business for many years doing acoustical ceilings. I had 11 guys that worked for me. I was very, very successful. I was blessed with that, with very good people. And, you know, I did a lot of handyman work. I had a cerebral hemorrhage in 2006. So that kind of brought my business down, and I wasn't able to do the business. And then after I kind of recovered, I started doing handyman business, and I was known as the happy handyman. you know, it somehow seems that everything that surrounds me comes back to the smile, because the smile is actually what actually saved my life.
All right. So let's talk about how the smile saved your life.
Well, you know, after I had that cerebral hemorrhage, it was like, you know, I was out of it. I did not know what I was doing. I was in a funk. I had the worst headache in my life for 4 months. Okay. And I needed something to really start lifting me up. My kids, they were great. They started bringing me funny stories and were reading them to me. They were bringing funny shows, anything that I could laugh at. And so I started laughing like crazy. And then my head would pound. And I would laugh because my head was pounding so hard because I was laughing. You know, so it turned out absolutely beautiful. And as you know, laughter releases endorphins that can heal your body.
No doubt.
Yeah. So I was able to get through it and come out the other side. You know, after I had my hemorrhage, I fell into a depression. So the laughter, the smiles, and my daughter's smile actually got me through it. Saved my life.
Wow. And so then basically, what made you, that giving the gimmick, I call it a gimmick, I'm a former professional wrestler, smile, and talking about how, and look at your branding right now, with the smile and how you're trying to teach people to smile. Because the truth is, if you're not smiling, you're not laughing, you're not having fun in what you do, what the heck are you doing it for? You know what I mean? And yeah, that's what kills us. We're not smiling. We're not laughing. We're not having fun at what we do. It drains us. It drains our health. It drains us in so many aspects. So tell me how you got on this mission.
Well, the thing, it's what people call tragedy. Okay. And I call it gifts that were given to me by the universe. Okay. First of all, I brought in a business partner, and I basically having him run the whole business, and I was going to step out and become a motivational speaker, and he kind of took me for about $250,000.
Oh, no.
So he could build his own business. Doesn't make you laugh. but anyway, 5 months after that, and this is something that happened in a 9-month period. Okay. So first it was the taking of the $250,000. And then 5 months later, my oldest daughter was in a moped accident in Korea. She was with her husband, and she hit her head. And 45 days later, she passed away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my life. And then 4 months after that happened, I had a cerebral hemorrhage and had 3 veins that burst in the back of my brain, filled my brain with blood. And they told my ex-wife, call the family, he's dead tonight. And I fell into a depression. What else could I do?
Right.
I didn't know how to smile anymore. And so I decided I had to find something. I wasn't going to take, antidepressants and any kind of type of drugs to get out of my depression. So I started thinking, what is it that I can do? And I realized that in that ugly package where my daughter passed away was a gift. And that gift was her smile, her energy.
Yeah.
Love. And so I decided that I was going to collect 10 million smiles in my lifetime. And I started going around like a nut, smiling, waving at everybody, saying, hey, smile and wave. You know, my name's Eddie. This is what I do. How can I help you? And just doing all kinds of crazy stuff, you know. And it turned out actually fantastic. It turned me around, saved my life, and I just been going ever since.
Wow. Okay. So that's just such a great story. With tragedy comes opportunity in a way of why am I put on this earth? And from seeing, oh God, this is what's happening to me, I'm going to make the best of it. So what's new with what you're doing? Are you going to get to the 10 million smiles? Are you getting there? How far are you away?
I think I probably passed that a long time ago, you know, because I did a walk one time from Florida to Manhattan, New York. It's a little place called Deerfield Beach in Florida. There's a pier there. I walked, you know, 2,000 miles the way I did it because I didn't walk straight up. I took the coast and I walked for happiness awareness. Yeah. Started with $200, ended with $200, never knew where I was going to eat, where I was going to sleep, or what I was going to do in the day. And I got to tell you, I was able to prove that people are inherently good. They will step up and help you along the way if you allow them.
That's fantastic. So what's going on with, is it an organization now? I know you're a speaker, yes. But what is all of it? It's so exciting because, I mean, the smile is just something, I guess everyone, the homework assignment from, we're learning from Eddie today is, guess what? How many times are we going to smile till we go to bed tonight? Or when we watch this radio, listen to this radio interview, or watch this podcast, how many times are you going to smile? And just because you bring up the word smile, I'm smiling more now than I was because I had a pretty good day. But what about when you have a great day? I'm going to smile at times. I'm going to put on a fake smile, but you really have to put on that new smile. So where are you going now with this? What's the next mission for you?
Well, actually what I'm doing right now for the last 2.5 years, after I did that walk, I wanted to do another one, but colon cancer stopped me in 2014. They said, whoa, Eddie, wait a second. You're not going anywhere. And I was like, okay. So I decided to wait. And then I said, 2017, I was like, boom, I got to go. And I found out I have stage 4 colon cancer. The universe wasn't messing around with me. It said, hey, you're going to sit down. And I said, no, I'm not. So I wrapped my van and now I drive across the country spreading smiles. I've got smiles on my van. So when I drive down the street, everybody can see it. It says, your smile is amazing. Happiness is one smile away. And I go everywhere. I went to 18 states last year. Probably going to go to more now this year. I went to Canada like 3 weeks ago. They invited me in to spread my smiles at a pickleball tournament. So it's just one of those things that the smile is now in my DNA.
It's so great.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I pass out cards that say, your smile is amazing. Thank you for sharing. And it's got a little thing about my mission on the back. And I hand it to people. And it's incredible the way that people light up and they go, this is exactly what I needed today.
Well, so many people need smiles because they're not happy. And you look at what's really going on in your life and what you're really, truly enjoying, and that makes you smile. Or or one of your children, or one of your experiences, or really relish a great day. Things went well, smile. Or, you know, when we're working out, we have a great workout, we feel great, smile. When we are having a good conversation with someone we care about, smile. I guess that's what you're pretty much telling us, is to smile, smile, and smile again. And I'm looking at this little camera, you know, in Zoom, and I'm really not even seeing your eyes, but I can tell from your aura, you're making me smile more. So you're doing the mission. Do you have a non-profit or how's this? How's it work?
Yeah, I have a 501c3. It's 10 million smiles. It's an umbrella of another nonprofit. Okay, so I get to operate underneath them. Okay. And if they want to get a hold of me or something like that, you can go to Edward Smile Rodriguez on Facebook. And also you can go to my website, which is the smileandwaveproject.com. which is it's a site that I built myself. So I'm 65 years old, or will be in August this month.
You don't look 65. You don't.
So it's not a 16-year-old that knows what he's doing. Okay, it's this old man that built this site and doing the best he can.
So we'll continue to bring smiles to everyone. I appreciate Eddie, you coming by, and you have a great mission, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Neil. You have a wonderful day. Keep smiling, stay safe, be happy, everybody out there. You're loved. I know it.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.